With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It's the final weekend of campaigning in Iowa for GOP presidential hopefuls. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Ahead of Monday's caucuses, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley braved the elements on Saturday, stumping for votes in a state hit by blizzard conditions. Both candidates trail Donald Trump in the polls and are hoping for a solid finish, if not a last-minute surprise, to give them momentum into New Hampshire and beyond. Meanwhile, frigid, wintry weather forced the former president to cancel his two in-person rallies on Saturday. Monday's weather is expected to be the coldest for any caucus day in history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea by Iran-backed Houthi rebels, rerouting trade away from a crucial corridor for consumer goods and energy supplies. Officials say that is delaying shipments and raising transport costs. Also, oil, natural gas, grain, everything from toys to electronics typically travel through the waterway separating Africa and the Arabian Peninsula, heading to the Suez Canal. Also, at srnnews.com, Homeland Security claiming that Texas denied federal agents access to a stretch of the border where they were trying to rescue three migrants who drowned.
The federal government's account came hours after Democrat Representative Henry Cuellar said the Texas Military Department and Texas National Guard, quote, did not grant access to Border Patrol agents to save the migrants Friday night. Mexican authorities recovered the bodies of a woman and two children Saturday across the border from Eagle Pass, Texas.
That is Ron DeRockstra. Mexican government sending 25,000 troops to Acapulco after the resort was hit by Hurricane Otis on October 25th. This is SRN News. Well, Samaritan's Purse trying to help Ukrainians through yet another very harsh winter.
The giant Christian relief agency has delivered more than 3 million pounds of wood, nearly 7,000 wood stoves, and more than 60,000 articles of warm clothing to the embattled nation. More than 200 million pounds of food and 23 million gallons of clean water have also been flown in, along with almost 500,000 Ukrainian language Bibles. It's been almost 2 years since Russia launched its invasion, and the fighting continues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for the Vatican. Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez, who is leading Pope Francis' efforts to get priests to bless same-sex civil unions, now being scrutinized for a pair of books he authored earlier in his career. Both books contain sexually explicit passages that seem out of place for clergymen. This is SRN News. Food benefits for youngsters. Here's John Scott.
About 21 million children are likely to receive the benefits this summer through a newly permanent federal program. 35 states, all five U.S. territories, and four tribes opted into the Summer Electronic Benefits Transfer, known as Summer EBT. Families at or below 185% of the federal poverty line will receive $120 per child total during the summer months. Some states that opted out say that there wasn't enough time to implement the program. John Scott reported.
The European Union says Microsoft's multi-billion-dollar investment in ChatGPT maker OpenAI could trigger a merger probe. EU's executive branch says it's checking whether Microsoft's investment in OpenAI might be reviewable under regulations covering mergers and acquisitions. More details at srnnews.com.